Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Chief Minister Pema Khandu chaired the fifth governing body meeting of Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission today. He said focus ahead will be on improving market linkages for SAG products, promoting digital and financial literacy, encouraging youth to take up rural enterprises, and strengthening value chains in agriculture, horticulture, and forest produce. CM Khandu also said ARSRLM is an important step towards a self-reliant and confident Arunachal Pradesh. When women are empowered, families grow stronger. Strong families lead to strong villages, and strong villages build a strong state, the CM said. Donipolo Airport has received the Best Airport on the RCS Uran Award for boosting regional connectivity in Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, it has earned a Griha 4-star rating provisional for its eco-friendly infrastructure initiatives. A minor girl reported missing from Nahalagun, Arunachal Pradesh on 26th March 2026 was traced and rescued from Guwahati, Assam through coordinated efforts of Nahalagun Police and Guwahati's Panbajar Police. She had left home fearing parental scolding over poor academics and was tracked to fancy bazaar. Upon reaching Guwahati, reportedly two suspected women attempted to mislead her, raising trafficking suspicions. The minor was safely returned to her parents while the suspects fled upon spotting police. CP Namchung Government Polytechnic College in Namsai District is organizing Tech Explore 2.0 Inter Polytechnic College Meet 2026 from April 2nd to 4th. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main and Education Minister P.D. Sona attended the meet. On the occasion, the Deputy CM paid tribute to late Namchung by unveiling his brass bust and also inaugurated the newly constructed auditorium. He said events like Tech Explore 2.0 provide an ideal platform for innovation and collaboration. The college meet is being organized under the aegis of Directorate of Higher and Technical Education and Department of Education. Residents of eight villages in East Siang District's Rukshin Circle have raised fresh complaints today against the ferrosilicon factory, alleging it obtained no objection certificate illegally and the factory was installed without a public hearing. They submitted a complaint with Rukshin ADC. Gaoburas of Niglok and Nolung Ralung villages claimed the company representatives misled them, providing false information. The villagers demand suspension of the NOC, an independent probe, and a public hearing, citing pollution concerns. They held a protest march and meeting seeking government action to address their concerns about the factory's impact on their lives and properties, involving MS Ether Alloys LLP. In the past week, more than 100 migratory birds belonging to nine species were observed roosting at Sikhi Lake at Jiro in Lower Subansiri District. The recorded species include mallard duck, northern shoveler, ferruginous duck, Eurasian Ouijian tufted duck, gudwall, northern pintail, gurgany, and great crested grebe. More species are expected to arrive in the coming weeks. Since 2019, a team from Jiro Bird Work in support with the Swike Multipurpose Society has been actively monitoring bird migration and conducting water bird population counts during the peak season from November to May. Rajiv Gandhi University's Placement Cell and Career Counseling Cell organized an orientation program under the North Civil Services Talent Discovery and Access Mission yesterday. Done in collaboration with Next IAS and Helping Hands, the program promoted the scholarship exam 2026-27 among aspiring civil services candidates, which offers 5 crore rupees scholarships for over 2,000 North students, enhancing access to quality civil services coaching. A two-day workshop on understanding autism and neurodiversity was held at Government College Dhemuk, GCD on April 1 and 2, marking World Autism Awareness Day and Autism Awareness Month. Organized by the Department of English and IQAC, GCD, it aimed to raise awareness among students and educators. Speakers emphasized early identification, role of educators, breaking stigma and promoting inclusivity. A monsoon preparedness meeting was held today at Daporijo Secretariat, chaired by DC Taso Gambo. Departments were directed to define roles and ensure disaster preparedness and essential commodities, including LPG and fuel supply, and stocks were also reviewed and discussed. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.